A family tree with thousands of names on it is one mighty oak. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a show that spends a few minutes every weekday under the tree of knowledge. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, February 15th. Today, for Black History Month, we look at a massive family tree that's traced the history of one black family for generations and generations. It's called the Blackwell Family Tree. Actually, there are three large-scale canvases, and all of them started with Thelma Doswell. She was a schoolteacher from Washington, D.C., who would become the first black board-certified genealogist. When she started researching her family's history in the 1950s and 60s, the conventional wisdom was that there wouldn't be enough of a paper trail to put together a tree for a black family. Clearly, Doswell proved that wisdom wrong. She went through every possible document to find every bit of information she could about her ancestors. And at the annual Blackwell family reunion, she would give everybody questionnaires to fill out to tap into family history that had been passed down from generation to generation. Doswell was able to trace her family's history back to a woman named Amar in 1735. Amar had been enslaved and shipped from Senegal in West Africa to Yorktown, Virginia, along with her daughter, Tabitha. The two were separated. Tabitha later married an enslaved man named Jack, and that's where the tree starts. But that's not where it stops. Over decades, Doswell added thousands of names to the Blackwell family tree. Perhaps the best-known name is Arthur Ashe, who's listed as Tennis Champion World. But Doswell found and shared the stories of the lesser-known Blackwell relatives as well. In researching their lives and making them a part of her family history, she showed other people interested in genealogy that you could trace black families' roots back through the years. The family trees have been digitized so they can be shared with genealogists all over the world. The original canvases are now in the collections of several East Coast museums, including the Library of Congress. You could say the reputation of these trees just keeps on growing. You can learn more about the Blackwell family tree at coolweirdawesome.com. We've got more art news for you. It's right after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Welcome back. Starting this Saturday in Fairbanks, Alaska, the World Ice Art Championships. Some artists will be sculpting their masterpieces out of a block of ice. Others will be taking part in the multi-block classic, which is when artists use 9 blocks of ice to make enormous and amazing installations. I'm Brady. With all that work ahead of them, I hope they dress warm. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.